Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here live. Well, not in person, but live. I'm going to get into that in just a second. It is November the 15th, Wednesday, November the 15th, 17 minutes past the hour, 38 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, I think I'm in person because I'm coming into your home in person. But I guess in reality, I'm really not in person. Because I'm where I am and you are where you are. But hopefully you feel like I am sitting in your living room with you having a conversation every morning. That's the goal with this particular program. By the way, the last hour yesterday, we had Bobby Ray the Kazoo Man on in the first hour and talked about his battle with cancer, and hopefully he will be well and his financial troubles, and hopefully that will all turn around. He is a talented guy. I've dealt with him on several different occasions and always had a good experience. So we wish him well. But the second hour yesterday, and I'm not even sure how it happened, but we got into a nice conversation and several people called in and said very nice things about me and the way I do this show, and I appreciate that. You don't have to do that. I appreciate it. It just felt like it was a very nice day yesterday because there was nothing that would have prompted that I can remember. But I thank you for saying those nice things, and I love that we get together every morning and do this. And it was said yesterday that I do love my work, and I do. You know, sometimes it's a little overwhelming because you're trying to book people and you're trying to do things on the fly, but you love it. You just love it. And that's one thing I've noticed about these kids, to be honest with you, Carrington and Matt. You know, they're not early morning people. They're not, this is new to them. But I'll tell you, I can tell that they love it because they will get involved in all the crazy things that we're doing. And that's very nice. And, of course, our staff, longtime staff, everybody from Pastor Craig to Pastor Whitaker, to Sean, to Terry, to Adam, to Linda. Of course, they all love it, too. Why else would we do it? We do all love it. So thank you for the nice words yesterday. I do appreciate that. It's very nice. You know, you don't ever want to ask for stuff like that, but it's very nice to hear that stuff and to know that you appreciate what I do as much as I appreciate what you do, because if you weren't listening, highly unlikely we would be getting together to do this. So I thank you for all that you've done. Now, on to the news of the day. And I'm just going to mention this very briefly because I don't know what more you can say about it. The horrible bus accident yesterday, I believe it was on 70. It's just horrible. I don't know what you can say. I thought our governor did very well. I saw the press conference with the governor yesterday very briefly, trying to console the families and explain what happened. And, you know, it's tough. It's just that's a tough, tough, tough situation. And I don't know what you say. This time of year, to lose people, it's never fun to lose people any time of the year. But I think 8 days before Thanksgiving, that's very, very, very difficult. So, you know, just wanted to acknowledge, we all saw it, we all know what happened, and it's just sad. So, there's that. I do want to let everybody know, going from very serious to very goofy things here, the McRib, remember the McRib is returning. I think it's already back. But I think November 17th to 19th at I think it's McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's. On Marion Mount Gilead Road, you can get a free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of the McRib. That will be November 17th through 19th, Marion Mount Gilead Road, McDonald's. So the big, I haven't had a McRib since they came back, so I really don't know what the taste is or anything like that. Has anybody had the McRib since they came back? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. By the way, the Fruitcake Toss is coming up on Thursday, December the 14th at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 14th at 7 p.m. 29 days away from today. And so far, we have, I believe, 9 entrants into the Fruitcake Toss. We have Ted Jolliffe, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Kerr Murray, Commissioner Andy Apfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington went in yesterday. Now remember, you can nominate anybody as long as they know, you have to let them know when it is and where it is, and it'll be at our new location, 685 Delaware Avenue, right next to Pizza Hut, on Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. It does not cost any money to get in. Now, we have talked about taking a donation that night for a charity. I'm not sure if that'll happen, and that'll be a free will donation. You don't have to donate anything if you don't want to, but we'll let you know beforehand if that's going to happen. But if you don't have the money that time of year, we certainly understand it, and that will be what it will be. So if anybody wants to nominate anybody for the Fruitcake Toss, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's how you do it. You nominate somebody by calling into this program, 740-751-4038, and saying, I'd like to nominate that person for the Fruitcake Toss. And as I say, right now, the people who are nominated, Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington. So if anybody else has anybody they'd like to nominate, feel free to do so, and we will get them involved in the big Fruitcake Toss on December 14th at 7 p.m. Now, Christmas in the Village coming up on maybe this is a nomination coming up here. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, the only man I know that can broadcast a deadly car wreck and a McRib in the same breath.
You know, was that not the starkest of transitions you've ever heard
it
in your
really
life?
It really was, though. I just thought, pain away.
Some mornings anyway, are like that.
You had said something about charity. I forgot to mention yesterday morning that Attaboy's is doing a Thanksgiving dinner giveaway between 8 and 10 Saturday morning.
You know, I saw something about that. So at Attaboy's, now let me get this right here. Attaboy's between 8 and 10 on Saturday. Is it a free dinner?
I don't think they're cooking the food. They're going to give you the stuff to cook.
Oh, okay. So they're going to give you the stuff, and then you can go home and cook it.
Yeah. Now, I don't have any affiliation with them. It's just if I hear things, I pass it on because you never know, you know, who could be listening, and it could be needy. And
oh, absolutely.
That's why I do what I
absolutely. This time of year, I think it's very important to do that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. At Attaboy's in downtown Marion, Saturday morning between 8 and 10 a.m., I guess you can go get the items you would need for a Thanksgiving meal. Now, while we're on this, we should mention that this Saturday, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, at 9 a.m., Richland Road Church of Christ will be having their food pantry, and Victory Center will be having a drive-through food pantry at 10 a.m. That's this coming Saturday. Richland Road Church of Christ at 9 a.m., Victory Center at 10 a.m., and it will be the food pantry for people who need those items. And also on that day, between 8 and 10 at Attaboy's downtown, you can go get the items to make your Thanksgiving dinner. About to say Christmas. Okay, Christmas in the Village coming up on December the 9th in Caledonia. It's going to be quite the spectacle over there at 6:15 in the evening. I'll be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. Carrington will be dressed as an elf. Matt will be dressed as a reindeer. And they will be singing, and then we'll be lighting the Christmas tree. It's going to be a big thing. Christmas in the Village, December the 9th in Caledonia. Coming up next Wednesday, a week from today, can you imagine it's a week from today? Time is blowing right by. We're going to have our big Thanksgiving pizza morning, 8 a.m. to noon next Wednesday morning. Now, this all started 2 years ago with the turkey pizza. Last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza, and this year, I don't know what we're going to have yet. It's still up in the air, but it's going to be exciting, the big Thanksgiving pizza feast the day before Thanksgiving here on WGH Talk, 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Don't miss it next Wednesday. Then, the day after Thanksgiving, we will have our big Christmas pizza celebration. That morning, we'll start, imagine, at 8 a.m. as well, go through 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, last year, we had fruitcake pizza. I don't know what we're having this year yet. Could be fruitcake pizza again. But we'll have a lot of fun with that, and we'll be lighting the WGH Talk, I should say, Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving next Friday. So don't miss that. Okay. You know, everybody around me is still ill. I'm telling you, I have never run around so many ill people in my life. People were going home yesterday sick. People I was working with were sick. People had doctor's appointments today. You know, I just don't know. So many people are sick right now. I'm trying to avoid it like the plague. I don't know how you do it, but we'll see. I imagine it will catch up with everybody at some point. I guess it's just that, is this cold and flu season? Is this what we refer to as cold and flu season? Does anybody know? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Okay, yesterday I also alluded to a surprise that we're going to have on Friday. Now, I still don't know if this is going to happen or not. So Friday morning, I could come on the air and say, listen, we don't have any surprise to announce. Now, the reason for this is I got a call last night. No, was it last night? Monday night. I got a call Monday night asking the station here and myself to do something. And I'm not sure if we're going to do it because there was some talk that had to go on, and apparently the final word will come Thursday night. So I will know for sure if we're going to be doing this on Thursday night. So if we are, I'll let you know on Friday morning. And if we aren't, I will just let you know that the surprise has went by the wayside at this particular point. But tune in Friday morning to find out if this thing is going to happen or not. Now, Matt Morgan, I got to say this. Matt has been working on a music video for the program that the three of us do, Carrington, Matt, and myself. He's been working on this music video for probably 3 or 4 months now. And he finally got it done, and he put it out there. Now, it's available on Facebook and YouTube. If you go to Facebook under my page, you will see it there. If you go to YouTube and search Scott Spears, WGH, or Exchange, it will come up. And it's a fun 4-minute music video of pictures and videos of things the three of us have done over the last few months. And Matt did a great job putting this music video together. So I hope you take the time and get a chance to watch or listen to this music video because it's a lot of fun, and there you go. It's out there. So take a view and see what Matt has done. But that's the way that cookie crumbles at this particular point. Now, yesterday, I mentioned something, and I'm only going to mention this again today just to make a point, because I several people mentioned this to me yesterday. Now, I said that I know. Well, we just got a message out there that we have video. Matter of fact, I can't believe the person that just sent me this message has not watched the video. Yeah, it's a music video. You have to go to Facebook, or you have to go my Facebook page, or you have to go to YouTube and search Scott Spears Exchange, and it will come up, and it says highlight reel, and I think it's very enjoyable. Matt took a lot of time putting it together, and it's very good, and I hope you watch it. It's fun to watch, because it took several months. I believe he started compiling a video for this maybe back in July or August. I know why this I know why this person's complaining over a video. Okay, and you know what? I'm not going to say the name, because heaven knows this will speak to something else I'm about to say. I'm not going to say the name, because heaven knows I don't want the bad press. But a few years ago, this person made a video, like a slideshow, in regard to somebody. And that was perfectly fine. I didn't have a problem with that. That wasn't the problem I had. I just thought that it seemed to me at that time like, I don't know, how do you put it? It just seemed like a new thing. Like I had never seen that before, where somebody would put together a slideshow for somebody at that time fairly new in their life. I don't know. That's what it was. It just hit me I don't know. I'd never seen it. Nothing wrong with it. But, you know, it just new thing. But now, here's the difference. This is why it's not hypocritical on my behalf. Because I did not put this video together. Now, am I in the pictures? Yes, but I did not do this video. So I don't think that that ends up being really hypocritical, because I don't think I did. I didn't do the video. So I don't think it's really my fault at this particular point. Do I like the video? Yes, the video is very nice. But I did not make the video. So again, I don't think I'm hypocritical here in criticizing. In a way, here's the difference. You know, I hate to get right down to the bare bones of this, but here's the thing. This video is advertisement. Now, do we all like each other? Do we all like each other? Yes. Matt Carrington and I, we all like each other. We all have a good time. But essentially, this is a video advertising the shows that we do. A matter of fact, the first minute of the video is me telling you how to listen and when to listen. So, it's really an advertisement video. Hey, we're having so much fun. Listen or watch the show. That's what it is. Now, the video this other person was doing wasn't exactly that. It certainly wasn't an advertisement video. I'm not sure what was being advertised. So I guess that's the difference on my behalf. And again, I did not make the video. So that's all. If you want to make videos about people, I don't mind that. That's certainly fine. Matter of fact, the person, I believe, if I remember right, who's they're not complaining, but they're just bringing this up. I do believe they made a video for me at that particular time, which I thought was very nice. You know, to me, it's like making a gift. If you do something like that and you're not prodded to do it, I think that's very nice. And Matt was not prodded to do this video. So that, in a way, is why I think it's nice. So there you go. If somebody sent me a video of things that we had done together, I would not think that that's a bad thing. I just think sometimes that showing me how great a time you're having, that's a little, I don't know, different, just in my opinion. That's all I'm saying. I have no other thing to say about it. I'm not full of anything. But Regardless, that's what it's all about. And listen, you know, there are a lot of very cool people in my life at this point. As I said yesterday, everybody who called in and said all the nice things, I certainly do appreciate it. So there you go. And yes, it was a nice gift when that person does it. I prefer homemade gifts. I mean, I like gifts from a store, but when somebody goes out of their way to do something like that, I appreciate it. I think that's very nice. You know, I haven't seen any videos from this person in years now, but, you know, that's showbiz. What are you going to do? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about this? Videos and advertisements? You know, it is radio. I mean, we are. It is entertainment. We are in the radio business here. So, but see, this person's telling me that's exactly what the video is for. My video's for advertisement. But I don't know that the other video was for advertisement because I'm not sure what it was advertising. But this person says full of beans. Okay, listen, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one. But again, if you want to make a video, see, here's the thing. If you're making a video for somebody that's not advertisement, I would think you would just share it with them. That's all. And if they want to do something with it, I guess that's their business. Like, I did not make this video. So, for me putting it out, that was my business. There you go. 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything on their mind this morning? Have you had a chance to see the video? Now, remember, if you don't have social media, I know a lot of people don't. I put it on YouTube. So you can go to Exchange Scott Spears and see the highlight video. I think it's a nice little video. By the way, has the person who's giving me all this feedback this morning, have they even seen the video? Have they watched the video that was put up on YouTube that Matt did and social media? I don't know if they have, being a little hypocritical and haven't even seen the video yet. All right. Okay, the other thing I did want to mention, because it was brought up to me a few times yesterday, I said yesterday that most everything on this show that I say, making fun of somebody else, is usually a joke. And sometimes people don't take the joke that way, and I understand that. We got into a little contretemps earlier this year, if people remember, with a political candidate. I remember that didn't go over as well as we would have thought. And again, that was just a hyperbole. It was a joke. I think other people have felt the same way. But this is a show. It's not, we hope it's not serious all the time. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. It's just not serious. We're not trying to ruin anybody's life or even make their life difficult. So, I was saying last week that I got a letter in the mail, which, you know, normally is very good, and I could tell by something written on the envelope that this was not going to be a good letter. And I like this person a lot, and I did not want to, because I've never gotten a negative letter from this person in my life, or even really ever heard a negative comment from them. And I still think very well of them, and I did not want to read a negative letter and go, oh, geez, you know. So I just didn't read the letter. Now, a lot of people think that that's not true, but it is true. I just put it in a drawer because when I read the envelope, I thought, you know, I just don't want to do that. I know it's not going to be nice, and you know what? Maybe it was nice. I don't know. I got the impression by the envelope and what was written on it that it wasn't going to be very nice. So I just put it in a drawer. I did not read it. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to still have good memories of everybody. And even if they don't have good memories of me, I'm going to have good memories of them because there were a lot of good times. So, you know, I don't know. At this point, I'm just happy about everything. Now, might I make comments that people don't like? I'm sure I will. But It's not to hurt anybody's feelings. Let's put it that way. Okay, so there's that. But people really didn't believe that I didn't read the envelope or read the letter. I read the envelope. I didn't read the letter. It's not important to me. It's kind of like bad news stories or when somebody writes something bad about you on social media. I'm just not going to read that. There are two outcomes when somebody writes something negative about you. Number one, you get angry. I don't want to do that. And number two, you end up not really feeling as great as maybe you once did about that person. And I don't want to do that either. So that's why I don't read negative things. If I think it's going to be negative, I just skip on over it. Okay, so that's that. We covered that. Now, this person now hasn't even seen the video. Now, they're knocking my video, and yet they haven't seen it. Now, it's not really my video. It's Matt's video, but they haven't even seen the video. Well, I did give this person a lot of... See, this was another person that I razzed on the air for making a video. But again, and listen, I'm going to say this in the nicest possible way. Again, this is another thing I'll get in trouble for. But it was one of those moments, you know, where somebody goes on social media and starts saying such nice things about a significant other. And I always think when that happens, I think, you know, that's a bad sign. Because why do you need to tell us? It was just one of those things. That's all I'm saying. That's why the video was a little odd to me, but that's just me. That's just my opinion. And you know what? I like videos. If this person made another video, I would be shocked, but I would look at it. I would say, wow, isn't that great? That's all I'm saying. But you know, ultimately people can do what they want. I'm not the arbiter of what people can do in life. And I hope people don't take those things personally, because it's just the way it is. You know, I don't really know what people are doing in their private life. It's just my perception is what it is. That's all. And heaven knows people have been wrong about the perceptions in my life, so it's not exactly like we're too far off base here. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, our phone lines went down yesterday when we were talking to Ted Jolliffe. Now, I did get a call from him yesterday. I was already gone, but I did get a call from him, so his phone lines came back up, and we learned yesterday that Kerr Murray is going to run for another term as commissioner, 82 years old, so there you go. People still out there running in their 80s, so we're happy to hear that. But again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And again, the fruitcake toss is coming up on December the 14th at 7 p.m. So far, Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington have all been entered. Would you like to enter somebody else? This is your shot this morning. Doesn't cost anything to enter anybody. All you got to do is give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, there are still a lot of people here at the station who we do not have in the fruitcake toss. People who were at it last year, like the police chief and the sheriff and... the judge, Judge Edwards, well, there were a lot of people. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, what happened yesterday?
That's what I called you on the phone, and I didn't get in and everything, and I told Cheryl, I said, you know what? Scott Spears has got a kind of a mechanism, can follow me around, watch how much wood I cut, and how tired I am, and how I love the outdoors. And I said, boy, these satellites are something great. I don't know, Scott, what went wrong, but I tried to call you back on the show when you was on the show, and I couldn't get through or nothing. But was it on your end then?
No, it had to be on your end because we had two callers right after. I think it was Sarah and Cody called in, which is probably why you couldn't get back in. But no,
I heard that part. Cody come in, and then was the show over? Or you had some more time on when I called back.
Cody took it right up to the end yesterday.
Well, I don't know how that transpired that I heard it. Well, I think, okay, maybe I could hear you, but I didn't call back to you. That's what it was. Like the line was broke, the telephone line. That's how it was, because I remember hearing that. They called in the last two things, and that Cody thanked you for something, and Sarah said something. She was a real sophisticated talking to you. She said, okay, I'm off of that. I'll tell you what. And she was telling about a church having something. Okay, I got that part, but I couldn't call in on the line. That's what I couldn't do. Clear up to the end of the show, I couldn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, I was shocked. It was like a retirement party for me yesterday. All the nice things that were said there at the end, I thought, well, hey, it might be a good time to get out.
So I was out today, this morning, but I need a chain for the chainsaw, so I'm letting my fingers do the walking because I never seen. Every time I want something or something, they're out of it, or we haven't got that now, or we discontinued that. So I don't go to the places. I just call, so I got that taken care of, so I thought I'd give you a jingle. I had a hard time getting it on the tablet. I pushed this button and pushed this button, and I tell you, when old Ted starts pushing buttons, I can screw up that pad real good. I have to get reinforcement to get that back in. So, but I heard something about a video or something like that, and I don't know if I could get that on mine or not. You know,
you should be able to get it.
I showed you my pad. I brought it up there at the studio once. I was really concerned about how to get back on, and you said, here's the one to get on. I remember doing that. So that device I got, can I get that too if I go according to your instructions and stuff? And which I probably won't be able to do it, but I'll get it if it's a video thing, because winter's going to be coming on. So the days that I sacrifice not listening to you, I'm outdoors enjoying this, and it's going to run up for a couple more days here and next week, I guess. So I don't know if we're going to have winter or not, Scott.
You know, I don't know. People keep saying a dry winter, but yeah, on the tablet, you should be able to pick it up. It's simple. I mean, if you go to YouTube.com and search Scott Spears, Marion, Ohio, all the videos should come up.
I don't know nothing about that YouTube, so I'll get somebody to show me how to get on there one of these days. So as long as I can get you like this and talk back and forth. So I think I recall I said I got a few more things than I told you.
You did. You did.
And I told you a whole episode about Kerr and everything. But all that other, he's going to get back with me. But the rest of the fellas, those aren't really, they could be no-shows, you know, by the time that comes. So I wanted you to make sure that isn't a positive thing. But I think I got Kerr in the saddle because I talked to him and he said, now he called me back and he said, now what time is that? Because his wife's birthday is on that same the 13th and the 14th, they go two places on her birthday. Done it for years, so that ain't going to be interrupted. But he called me back, and he said, hey, what time did you say that was going to be? So that's a good hint for me that he's interested, you know. And I said, 7 o'clock at night. I said, maybe, oh, he said, okay, maybe I will be able to make it.
Oh, that's good news.
I never looked on the calendar to see what them days are. What are they, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
Thursday.
Okay, Thursday night at 7, yeah. So hopefully, and you know what, I'm anxious to see that this election coming up, if he's going to be running, so he's going to be in that election, in the presidential election coming up next year. Boy, that's going to be exciting. We're going to have commissioners on the board in that too.
That's right. We'll have to get our whole group back together on election night next year.
They're all Republicans, so they might get knocked off by Democrats. See, so I'll have to I'll have to get the crying towel for her if he didn't make it. So that's the way I am with people. I don't make no difference. I just listen to it for the fun of it and follow it, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to replays because I don't know how to scroll that back to get them. So I guess I'm running out of time. I just walked in here. Dennis, you're going to be going off the air here in a minute probably, aren't you?
Well, we got about 9 minutes left this hour. Did you have any more news?
Okay. Yes, I do. I went down to a prospect, and, I come back. I was going to go down to the John Deere dealer there in Richwood, and I went down there, and then I come back, and I said, hey, instead of bringing four back, I'm going to cut right across, and I'm going to bring that road Gooding from Prospect North, and I'm going to ask along the line about if somebody knows where that airplane crashed. So that's where I have a lot of fun investigating things and then telling you over the air if people was interested in hearing. And so I should have been in the line of you. I couldn't done a good a job as you talking to people, I don't believe, but I do when I ask them, I really get it. No wonder you like that job. You can go out and talk to people and interview them and stuff, and they will talk to you if you talk to them. Maybe some don't, but they'll just say, oh, I don't know about that. But I got a person that talked to me, and out of the two guys standing there in Prospect at the filling station, I said, I'm going to stop. Them guys are just BSing right there. Bang. They're the guy I want to talk to. And the other guy, he didn't know, but this other guy didn't know a hill of beans. Just looking at him, I thought, he won't know nothing either. He knew every little point and every little thing, and he told me exactly where it is. So getting back to running around the bush I was talking about, I come up Gooding, and he said, well, it's up there just a little bit past daggone it. When I'm coming up Gooding North from Prospect, he said it's clear up there to they kind of can't think of the road. It's the underpass there where the CNO is. You go under it right down there where that the two quarries are. I know that. Oh, man, I'm really failing. I can't think of the name of Owens Road.
Owens
Quarries. And so anyhow, he said it was just before you get to Owens Road and it was on the west side, Scott, and it was back off the road, and then there's a woods, and you can't see it by the road, and it was there. But it must have been right close to that Owens Quarry. Who's those Sisslers or somebody has a big home built back in there on Owens by the Owens Quarry? You remember that big road? So I think their name is that. Aren't they fairly rich people and stuff around?
Yeah, I think they've got some money. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a big home, so... He said it wasn't too far from Owens Road, so it had to be, if you know where I'm talking about that quarry, it was right over in that area right there, but he said you couldn't see it by the road, but I got it pinpointed, so I did hear that airplane go over that morning if it was 11:30. I think, did they say 11:30 when it crashed or something like that?
I think it was in that neighborhood, yeah.
Well, I heard an airplane go over, but I didn't hear no trouble or nothing, but I didn't remember hearing an airplane, and I told that guy I was talking to, I said, hey, you know, I said, there's a guy who goes over all the time on these airplanes, and he said, is it a white one? I said, yeah, it's a white one. And I said, he said, yeah, I see that, too. I said, I think he must give people the flying lessons out of Marion here. I said, I see him constantly, over and he banks it this way and banks it that way, and that just gives me the indication that he's teaching somebody how to fly. So I told the guy, I said, I know it wasn't that guy that crashed. I said, and he told me the names and everything. This guy that I was talking to, he said, yeah, it was a five-passenger plane, and there are two of them in it. And I said, yeah, I heard that part of it, but he said that's the location where it crashed. But I told the guy, I said, you know what? I said, I know it ain't that guy because I saw him the other morning. I said, flying again. He said, yeah, I saw him too. So it ain't funny talking like that, but what crashes, boy, I'll tell you. And State Patrol, they must have been 15 State Patrols in Prospect when I come up through there. Highway State Patrol, the dot that checks these trucks and stuff, you know, coming in. And I saw all the flashers, so I took it easy by them. They wouldn't direct me around. They was over there. But right in Prospect. This truck, I mean, it looked like an old beat-up truck, and it was hauling. I'm telling you, Scott, it held a, it had a piece on a steel on there, I mean, was tons and tons and tons. They must have pulled him off the road or something, got in there. Maybe that thing tipped, and it crashed right in the on the sidewalks right there. If somebody walked there, they would have killed all of them. So it would have been a tragedy in Prospect. But I'll tell you, they was around there. They was concerned with that boy. He's going to have to pay some bill. And then when I was coming up that Gooding, or through Prospect to go up Gooding, here come this huge, huge wrecker. I mean, big beep dying. This thing must weigh millions of pounds. I'll use your language, millions of pounds. I got some other stories, but I'm going to get out of here. So that's what I heard, and that's about the plane crash. And they said it was a 5-passenger deal. It wasn't just a little Piper Cub.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Scott, I'll get back with you sometime.
Sounds good. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We always like hearing stories like that from the community. You know, that's how we learn things like these dinners. Attaboys, this coming Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. You can stop in there and get everything you need for a Thanksgiving meal. Richland Road Church of Christ is doing their food pantry this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. And Victory Center is doing their food pantry this Saturday at 10 a.m. So get ready for that. Again, Fruitcake Toss, December 14th at 7 p.m. at our new location, 685 Delaware Avenue, right next to Pizza Hut. So far, the entrants are Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington. We've got some question marks next to Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, and Andy Appafeller. We'll see how that all shakes out in the end. But anybody you'd like to nominate, it does not cost any money at all. Feel free to call in and nominate those people. That's how it all works. You can nominate somebody in the community who maybe is well-known. You can nominate somebody who isn't well-known. Doesn't matter. As long as you tell them where to be and when to be, we will get their information down here. I know there were some people who wanted... Somebody wanted to do a nomination, something like that, a couple weeks ago, but we hadn't opened up the gate on that. So we're going to continue to work on that. You know, with this particular group of 9 people at this point, I'm looking, you know, I don't know who the odds-on favorite in this group would be to win. Because, you know, Adam has the big ego on this. And, well, you know, we've never seen Carrington throw a fruitcake. This will be her first year. So that's a little up in the air. And, well, you never know. Ted could come in there and take care of it. I can't remember how Dr. Davis did last year, so I'm a little up in the air on that one as well. But anyway, if you want to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss, feel free to do it. We will take your nominations. That is for sure. And you can nominate as many people as you like. We've got 29 days to go. The more people... the better. The more fun we will have with that. Also, well, we don't know if Bob Welsh is bringing plaques this year or anything of that nature. We haven't gotten that far yet down the road. So we'll see how that goes as we travel a little further down the road and get closer to the big fruitcake toss coming up on December the 14th. 7 p.m. Don't miss it. It is going to be a big event to be sure. All right, we're coming up on the break here. 15 minutes, and we'll be back with more here on WGH Talk. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it, and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you